You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So a story popped up this morning, which made us kind of chuckle. It caught our attention, mainly because we have worked with these guys in the past. One in particular is a classic story about a guy. Nice guy. Look, I don't want to dog
anybody. Great guy.
He was a great guy.
He was a really good guy. I miss him.
And he was not on the air at the radio station, but he worked down the hall, and he's one of our office people down the hall. Great guy. He had this fascination with one particular shirt. It was an AC/DC t-shirt.
Yes.
I was just writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I referenced him because I'm not exaggerating. He wore that shirt at least once every week.
Yes.
And there would be times where it might be a Monday and a Thursday. I have to assume he washed it.
I think so.
But
he never smelled.
He loved that AC/DC t-shirt so much.
It was in heavy rotation.
I would walk into the studio and I'd tell Jeremy, I go, "That's the shirt again.
It's back.
It's back. It's been like 4 days since we've seen that shirt." Anyway, I'm sure everybody works with someone who is like that, which is why when this story came out, we had a laugh. They have found that when they surveyed 1,000 men who work at offices, and it showed that 1 in 5 admit to wearing the same shirt several times a week.
Yeah, like 2 to 3 times a week sometimes.
Now, I have to assume these might be like dress shirts.
Right, dress shirt, a polo shirt maybe.
And a jacket over it.
You can get away with it with that. Just change up your tie.
If it's a white shirt, let's say, a white button-up shirt, and you have a tie, it's like, really, who's going to notice?
Nobody will notice.
You could have a closet full of 15 of those white shirts, and we're not going to know.
Yeah, but if it's some sort of graphic tee, a la the AC/DC tee, then people are going to start to notice. And I've fallen into that camp a few times. Like, I have a few, like, really favorite shirts, and I've rocked them at least twice in 1 week before, hoping that nobody would notice. But it's like they get washed, they're clean, nobody notices. I mean, during the morning, we work with a bunch of guys, so I don't think the bunch of guys are going to be like, "Hey, you just wore that on Monday."
Listen, next door to us is the sports station.
They barely dress.
I'm telling you right now, those guys don't wear more than 6 shirts total.
100% true. It's a lot of hoodies and t-shirts, and, you know, it's the same one every day, essentially, for those guys. But I get it. You know, sometimes you just get in a clothing rut, and, you know, hoodie season is coming, and I'll be rocking, you know, the same hoodie a couple times a week. Just, you know, a couple of my favorites. Mm. Is this bad?
I don't think it's bad. Anything per week, but I do worry about, has it been long enough since I wore this hoodie? Like the one I've got on today. So I'm wearing a hoodie today.
Yeah.
What do you think of this one?
It's nice. I like that hoodie.
This is a good one. This is at my Minnesota.
It's some boat oars on it.
I've never lived in Minnesota, and plus I dislike the Vikings and all that, but I'm still rocking.
It's a solid hoodie.
This, because it's a cool hoodie.
It's a good looking fabric. It looks pretty soft.
And I'm pretty sure that I didn't even wear this once last season. Like, do you remember ever seeing this?
This one's new to me.
Yeah. Now, I've had it for a few years, but I haven't worn it. However, I do have my favorites, and I worry about how often I wear it. So the survey went on to say that the average dude, and we're going to involve women in this too here in just a moment, the average dude admits that they wear only about 40% of their entire available wardrobe. That's at any given time. So
40% seems high to me, even.
60% of the clothes in a guy's closet never get worn.
I am due to go through once again and start getting like a Goodwill donation pile together, because there's just so many shirts and pants that I just don't wear. You know, because I do have my 10, 15 favorites that are just going to stay in rotation. And I'm excited for fall now, because now I can tuck away some of the summer stuff that's I've been heavy on, and now get a few new things out. Have a kind of a new look.
I wonder if we open this up to both men and women, who can call in and admit? Well, you know what might be fun is have people call in or text in and tell us their favorite.
Yeah, what's your go-to?
What article of clothing out of everything is in the heaviest rotation in your closet right now? I'll go first. You know what I wear more than anything probably is another hoodie. But the reason I wear it a lot is because it's one of those super light hoodies. So it's not, you know, thick and heavy. It's right. It's really nice, like on just a fall day or something. And it's from Savannah. It's got Savannah across
the
front.
You're big with naming destinations on your hoodies, I've noticed.
Well, I'm an airport hoodie guy.
Yeah.
And even though I wasn't in
the airport. Give me a hoodie that says Parker.
Yeah. Even though I wasn't in the airport in Savannah, I still have one that says Savannah.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I'm an airport hoodie guy. So if I'm traveling and I'm in an airport and I see a cool hoodie, I will buy it.
You need a hoodie with just a little airplane on it is what you need.
So I'm going first. For me, it's the Savannah hoodie. Think. What is your
I gotta think. Well, this time of year is another hoodie. It's going to be a hoodie. It's a black Ariat hoodie. I like the brand of clothing Ariat. It's the one, every time I wear it, you're like, what's that logo?
Every time.
And that's my favorite. I think I look good in it. It's comfortable. I like the brand, and that's what I'm going to every time. It's funny. You're probably really experiencing this if you're working from home a lot. Because my wife, you know, she just recently went back to work, but, you know, during the pandemic and everything, for 2 years, I would come home and the exact same hoodie every day for her. The hoodie's like a theme here, but it was like a Cabela's hoodie. It's gray with some like camouflage arms. And every day I would make a comment, oh, you're wearing that hoodie again, huh?
What was the pair of like softy pants?
Oh, the snowflake ones. Yes,
the snowflake
softy pants. They're bright red with snowflakes all over, and they are the most hideous softy pants ever. And she loves them. Loves them, Dom.
People are already raising their hands on text. Shannon says, "I own one pair of nice black pants that I wear to work at least 3 times a week. No one notices because they're just black pants." She goes, the key to getting away with this is to keep it simple, stupid.
That's smart. Yeah, just black pants, then change up the top. You'll be fine. You're gold.
You have to assume, Shannon, that people aren't noticing. It's very likely that a few people have noticed. They just don't want to say anything because they don't want to get busted for wearing the stuff they wear all the time.
Right. But they are saying, oh, Shannon's wearing those black pants again.
Starting to look a little thin. Hoodies and yoga pants.
Hoodies and yoga pants has just started to become like the uniform for everybody anymore, right?
Yeah.
For guys, it's jeans and a hoodie, but yeah, hoodies are big.
Here's a few. Before we go to the phones, I want to take these phone calls. But Brandy says for her, it's a cream-colored grandpa sweater. And she goes, I wear it year-round. So comfy.
I get that. It's kind of a big, baggy, ugly sweater then.
Big, comfy thing. Ted says he's got a question. He wants to know, what about women wearing bras multiple times a week? He says, out of sight, out of mind.
I don't know.
Let's ask Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Do you repeat the same bra multiple times a week?
Can I choose not to answer?
So that's a yes, it's totally
that's fine.
I think that's more common than what people imagine. If I ask all my girlfriends, they say the same thing.
If you're not like all sweaty and nasty throughout the day, you could probably wear it a couple times a week. No problem.
Listen, right. I'm gonna ask our listeners right now to text in. Every woman who's listening, be honest and tell us how many times a week you wear the same bra. I mean, is it 3 times a week? 4?
I would totally do that.
It depends on your sweat level, right, Kayla?
What's that?
I would think so. Like I am a kindergarten teacher, so I don't run around all that often. So I feel
But you're around all those germy kids and stuff. So I wonder if I would be washing it more.
Sneezing on her bra.
You don't know.
I hope not.
Their knee level.
Right. You're washing your pants more.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna hold on a second. Here's. Christiana is saying a whole month. So she wears the same bra.
I don't know
every
if
day
that's
for a
good
month
either. Jill says under boob sweat. Nope.
But again, that's what I was talking about. It depends on
your sweat
level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm not a sweater, so if I was wearing a bra, it probably wouldn't be a problem.
You can wear them for months then.
Kayla, what about you? Does your do you or your husband wear the same thing every day?
So it's my husband. He is very, he used to be very work boots, steel toed shoes, very serious about his footwear. And I took a whole bunch of grief from him over the years of all my shoe collection. And he has recently discovered the joys of Crocs.
Oh, no.
That's all he wears now.
Oh, no.
Whenever he can. And now it's a big running joke in our household. Like, I'm getting him some wool-lined Crocs for the winter, and next spring we'll get him a new pair.
They do have the ones with fuzz inside of them now, so his little toesies can stay warm during the winter.
Yep. That's what I'm grabbing him.
Does he wear socks with his Crocs?
With the fuzzy ones, yes. With the other ones, no. They became, he has a pair, like, strictly for gardening, and then a pair for just around the house.
Well, he is obsessed.
Have formal Crocs.
Well, comfort over
formal
style.
Crocs.
Got little bow ties on him.
Kayla, yeah. If you're curious, we've got some bra answers pouring in. Becky so says many. 5 times a week with her bra.
Okay.
All right.
No more than twice a week, says Jenny. There's a lot. 3 times a week. 5 times a week. Okay.
The day depends on outfit bras, for example, lace versus smooth material.
True. Pam alternates between 2 bras all week long. Thanks, Pam. Congratulations.
Jordan in Fort Collins, 2 to 3 times a week. So, Kayla, you didn't have to worry about not answering, okay? Because
it seems like I'm in the majority.
The ladies
you
have spoken.
Are. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too, boys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Here comes, before we go to Nicole, I want to quickly take Jordan's call. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what's the story on the brassiere?
Okay, so I actually have an article that backs up why I wear my bra 2 to 3 times a week, because the article actually says that We wash our clothes too much, and normally, like, we're not really out getting dirty unless you're in construction, and so we wash our clothes too much. And so I have this article to back up the fact that I don't have to do laundry as much, which it's my least favorite chore ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm all about rewearing clothes.
Especially, there's that thing. We did a whole thing, a segment on our show once about jeans, that people really wash their jeans way too often. So I can see with the bra if you're not a sweating type of person.
Yeah, rewear it.
Jordan,
rock it. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you for the call. Kim says, same bra every day for 5 to 6 days. Summertime, usually 2 to 3 days in a row.
Okay.
Mary says, I just wear it till it smells.
Hey, smell this. Should I change it?
Morgan says, I wear the same bra almost every day, and I wash it about once every 3 weeks or so, so it doesn't lose its shape, and it never really gets stinky or anything.
That's a magic bra.
Stephanie wears her bra twice a week. Here's another one. Says, until it stinks.
And then out of nowhere, we have Jackson. I have a pair of jean shorts I wear multiple times a week. I love them. I've had them since the 90s. Shut up, Jackson. Get rid of your jean shorts, you dork.
Oh, my God. This is funny. The bra thing is...
It's really taken off, isn't it?
It's huge. It's blowing up on the huge text messages. Bryn says 3 times a week is the max. Bryn down in Parker. I think 2-3 times a week.
I'd be washing it every 3 days, I think.
I would think that that's going to end up being the average. Let's take one last quick call before we jump into traffic. Good morning, Nicole. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
For me, I work in healthcare, and I've got 1 to 2 pairs of scrub pants that are just way more comfortable than the rest. And I will wear them 2-3 times a week. I wear a gown over my scrubs anyway, so, nothing's really getting on them. It's just, they're comfortable.
I totally get that.
Scrubs look crazy comfortable, and, so easy to pick out your clothes every day. You're like, whoop, scrubs again.
Right, and we wear certain colors, so nobody really knows. Yeah. Like, I have to wear black most of the time anyway, so.
And then are you like that woman's husband who just called in a few minutes ago? Do you wear Crocs with your scrubs?
I do not wear Crocs. Honestly, I think they're uglier than sin.
But they're
them.
So comfortable. They're like walking on little clouds.
Right? I also work in surgery, so we can't wear Crocs anyway.
Oh, you can't wear Crocs in surgery.
They're barefoot,
Jeremy. You have to be closed-toed shoes. And
I feel like they'd be easy to rinse off, you know, like if there was a mishap or something.
Nicole, you're delightful. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Nicole.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show with your boys.
Did you know that bra liners exist? We're getting messages now about bra liners. You line
I have heard about
I had no
bra
idea.
Liners. You guys, thank you for all the texts about the bras. We're not going to be able to answer all of them
now. I think we're done with those now. Thank you.
There's too many for us to respond to, so just know we got it, and we appreciate it.